And welcome to the Todd and Eddie Show. Thanks for joining us here on Milwaukee's ESPN Radio. Nice to have you. Did you make the trip all right there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. There you go. There were some other notes that we hadn't run over the last season. I guess the NASCAR Modifieds are going to be the first series to check out the new engine, right, Ed?
Well, it'd be an addition, not the first.
Oh, okay.
Already the Winston West cars and whatever you call them.
Oh, okay.
Already running a Wagner engine, but they did some testing last week with the modifieds, the North and the South modifieds, and the Richie Evans guys, all them kind of dudes.
Oh, the Eastern modifieds, yeah. We used to call them.
We'll be going to that spec motor.
And that's the Wagner spec, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're already running it out west. How has that been? Has it been a good experiment?
Oh, yeah, it's been awesome. Cale Gill won the title with one of those engines.
In what used to be the Winston West? What do they call it now? I don't even know.
I don't know.
If we were living out there, we'd know.
And the same, it's the Winston West and the Busch North.
Yeah.
Run that same engine.
Yeah, we'll just have to remember that that's what we'll call them, even though Busch is out and Winston's out.
Right.
And everybody's out.
They got their own names now, whatever.
Who am I trying to think of? Ed won the Winston West. Bobby Dotter won the Winston West one year,
right,
while racing out of Charlotte. He'd fly out west and drive somebody's car every week and ended up winning the title. So, yeah, I saw Bobby Dotter, by the way, in Phoenix, like I do every year. He's a truck owner. He's made a career out of it. He's doing all right. It's always good to see him. He's a hard-working guy. He's always digging and trying to get stuff. It's not easy being one of the lower echelon truck guys, and he's managed to hang on. And he's one of the good guys. I really root for the guy. I hope he does well. How about Tony Stewart, Ed? His contract is good for two more years, but Joe Gibbs is already getting worried he might lose him.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Tony says they just want to talk about it until he gets back from his off time. He just doesn't want to even discuss his contract. And in his acceptance speech, he
sure had a lot of nice things to say about Chevrolet, didn't he?
Yes, very loyal about what was going on with his sprint cars, about winning them a title and coming back next year to win another title. And I just don't know what the comfort level is with him and Toyota. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
If he wins 15 races next year, Stewart does, you know, he'll have nice things to say about Toyota.
Well, I'm sure he will. I mean, it's where you make your living. I mean, look at the look at the banquet. What, $17 million for the driver of the 48 car?
Isn't that something?
I mean, Matt didn't do too bad. $2.3 million.
On top of his other winnings. Hey, you know, just think about this. Next season, Jeff Gordon is going to pass the $100 million mark in winnings.
And that's published winnings. That's not the $300 million he's won made
he's
other than
made
that.
Made outside of racing. That's just his in winnings. $100 million? Now, imagine his car owner, Hendrick. Think of the money. How many billion has that guy gone through so far in racing?
Well, and the neat, you know, when I get right down to the guys who change the tires and work on these cars, the way Hendrick does it, when you're under the Hendrick flag, it doesn't make any difference if it's the 88, the 5, the 25, or the 48, or the 24. When they win a title, when they win the championship, everybody shares in that prot, you know?
Yep.
So when they saw that $7 million check come up, everybody's going to have a little bit of Christmas bonus in their stocking, no matter who you are, at Hendrick Motorsports.
In this day when it's not easy to dominate, Ed, I mean, think when Petty was winning his championships. He had no competition. And now, look at how competitive it is, and Hendrick continues to win. It's just not easy, and the guy has set the bar for everyone else, including Jack Roush and Gibbs and all of the latest wannabes that just are really not on the same level as Rick Hendrick. It's amazing.
Right.
It's really amazing.
Right.
All right. Hey, engineer dude, start the music. See how I'm doing so far as director?
Not bad.
We're going to come back with Scott Hansen's, Scott Hansen is going to tell us what's happening at Pensacola, Florida, even though Scott won't be there, and we'll tell you why right after these.
When you're looking for a great place to go for dinner or to just relax with your racing friends, head out to Wagner's St. Martin's Inn in Franklin. Wagner's is the place where race fans go for lunch, dinner, fish fry, or even carry out. Tell your friends, or better yet, why not get them a Wagner's gift certificate so they can experience Wagner's delicious, award-winning food for themselves. Wagner's also has the latest NASCAR, NHRA, and Sprint Car diecast available. So the next time you're ready to go out to eat, make sure you stop at Wagner's St. Martin's Inn. 11318 St. Martin's Road in Franklin.
There's a place where the NASCAR gear and collectibles are as authentic as the people who sell them, and where real NASCAR fans know that there are some things you just can't get anywhere else, because we're NASCAR fans too. True fans, genuine gear, right here at your NASCAR preferred dealer.
Get all your NASCAR collectibles at Green Flag Racing, 1218 Milwaukee Avenue in South Milwaukee. Call 414-764-6848.
Miller's Sales and Service is the Midwest's number one Pace American trailer dealer for customer service and satisfaction. Serving the area since 1939, Miller's Sales and Service is located on the corner of Highways 57 and K in Random Lake, only 30 minutes north of Milwaukee. As the Midwest's number one Pace American dealer, Miller's has all kinds of Pace trailers from 8 feet to 48 feet in stock. With over 75 pre-owned low-mileage cars, trucks, and SUVs, Miller's Sales and Service has just the vehicle you're looking for. Miller's also carries a full line of Alumacraft, Manitou, Nautic Star deck and pontoon boats, complete with Evinrude and Johnson outboards. They even have a selection of B&B utility and dump trailers. Why not buy from racers who know what racers want and need? With Miller's Sales and Service on the corner of Highways 57 and K in Random Lake. Call Jerry, Tom, or Brad Miller today at 920-994-4358. Miller's Sales and Service, 920-994-4358.
Welcome back to the Todd and Eddie Show here on Milwaukee's ESPN Radio. 1510 days, 1290 nights. Joined by our old friend Scott Hansen. I shouldn't really call him old, you know. He's younger than I am.
Well, why wouldn't you call me old?
Well,
yeah, but he's used up.
Careful now.
Yeah, you got to be nice to the guy. Well, I guess you went down to Pensacola this weekend to participate in Kyle Busch's run at the Snowball Derby. But instead, you're on your way home?
Well, not yet. We're just trying to decide what to do. But, yeah, Kyle had Jason Hogan run his car in the qualifying race, won the race, and got through tech. And as every story has it, there's two sides to it. In talking to the crew this morning, some of the officials supposedly were leaning on Kyle's car before it went into the tech. And, Eddie, as you know, with the tie-down shocks and stuff they run today...
Yep, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, it takes a while for the car to come back to height. And Kyle made a pretty unsavory comment, let's just say, to the official...
Oh, there you go.
...about getting off his car, and they told him to go stand in the grass while they teched it, and it did not pass. It was 3/16 of an inch.
3/16.
So go home.
Now, just to keep everything clear, this is a Richie Waters car, am I right?
Yes, it is, which Richie is known to stretch every rule imaginable.
Push the envelope.
You were going to be the spotter for Kyle Busch down there?
No, I would have probably spotted for Stephen Wallace.
Blinky!
Blinky, who had his share of troubles the weekend.
tell us about the pockets full of sockets.
Well, he ran his qualifying race and won it and went across the scales and said he was 4 pounds light. So they said, we'll push you off the scales, push you back on, and we're sure you're probably going to be okay, but we just need to do this.
It's weighed with the driver, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So Stephen thought, well, let's just be safe, and he ran around the corner to someone's toolbox and put some sockets in his pockets.
Sockets in his pockets.
The legend of Blinky. It keeps getting better.
Yeah.
And he comes back and they said, are you happy to see me or what is that in your pocket?
Yeah, that's exactly what they thought. Boy, he's happy. And someone saw him. They took him in the truck and found these sockets in his pocket.
Oh, my God.
We told you you're probably going to be okay. Why did you do this? And he, you know, had no answer, of course.
Well, what do you say? He just blinked and looked at him, I know.
Exactly. Must have been sending Morse code, I guess. Anyway, they told him, load it up and go home.
Oh, Richie Waters, that's a long time. Long way to drag two cars just to turn around and drag them back to North Carolina, isn't it?
I can't even begin to tell you the amount of money. I would venture to say Kyle and Rusty have got $50,000 invested in this go-home program.
Hey, I guess he used up some tires in practice there, huh?
34 sets were used on Kyle's car prior to qualifying.
34 sets.
That right there, folks.
That's a cup program.
That right there is someone with a little bit too much money to spend on tires.
Well, the problem is there's two of somebody's, you know, between Rusty and Kyle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What can't they do, you know?
Right.
Other than make the race.
Yeah. Cheat better, I guess.
Cale Gale is on a poll for this race. What about Joey Logano? I thought he was going to be down there.
I did not see his name anywhere.
Okay, I didn't see it anywhere at all. He was on Sirius Satellite this week and had talked about going to the Snowball, but I didn't see his name anywhere.
Maybe he's just down here hanging around. David Strummy's down here showing Pensacola how to party. And so there are a few guys that are down here, but that are not in cars.
Okay.
Like Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's in a car, all right. He's just headed north. That's all.
I'm riding around in a brand new Mustang convertible that Jeff Victor sells up there.
Really?
Victor Ford, yeah.
Oh, no, we don't talk about Victor Ford. Oh, no.
Okay.
That's in Illinois, for one.
Oh.
And for two, if you're buying a new Ford, you're going to go to Boucher Ford in Janesville.
Gordy Boucher has the best.
I knew that.
Mustang convertibles.
Yeah, thanks.
Jeff spent a lot of money on me through the years, so I just thought I'd throw
it
there.
Oh, I see. All right. That's cool.
As long as it's in the Ford, it's a blue oval.
Consider it even there. There you go.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
By the way, how do you like the Mustang?
Beautiful.
Nice car, huh?
I like the 70-degree weather, and I'm hoping you're over shoveling my driveway this afternoon, from what I hear.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back.
Well, you might as well just stay down there for the PRI show this week.
Oh, yeah, it's on in Orlando this week. Ed's going, as a matter of fact.
Sure. Performance Industry Trade Show, it fires up tomorrow. You can just go right over there and start helping watch a walk through there and watch the setup for that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he's
if
got
I
a
had something to trade, I'd go over there.
Yeah, and he's got a wife that needs to go back to work tomorrow.
Well, of course. Somebody's got to do this.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
At NASCAR even has, you know, Joe Ballas from the head of the Busch series and one of his right-hand men, they're down here watching everything that's taking place,
looking at
the young drivers.
Watching Wallace go home.
Yeah.
That's a pretty tough text. I wonder what Ballas feels about that.
He was standing behind quite a few of the trailers there as the night went on because he was decked out in his NASCAR uniform or attire, and I don't think he wanted anything to relate him to them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Boy, that is unbelievable.
It sounds like you're having a party in that Mustang convertible,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
We are. Yes,
well, we're
we
not going to keep you any longer. If I was driving around in a Mustang convertible down in Florida, I'd want to do that and not be bothered by Todd and Eddie. Hey, thanks, man.
We'll talk
to you this week.
All right, thanks.
When we come back, we'll talk with our own correspondent who was at the banquet in New York, one Dave Coleman. Hang in there.
When it comes to fun on race day, Noreen's on Oakwood is the number one NASCAR bar in the South Suburbs.
Located at 823 West Oakwood Road in Oak Creek, NASCAR history comes alive at Noreen's, especially on race day, as fans can watch the races on big screen TVs and take part in contests and giveaways.
Noreen's has hosted race day parties for over 15 years, and it's the original home of the Caution Flag Special, where if your ticket is drawn, you drink free until the next yellow flag. There's also drink specials like 6 for $10 buckets of beer, and while you're there, check out the Alan Kowicki wall.
Decorated with hoods, fenders, autographs, and other memorabilia, Noreen's on Oakwood is the perfect place to watch the races with your friends. So head out to Noreen's on Oakwood, 823 West Oakwood Road in Oak Creek, just east of 13th Street on Oakwood Road.
Surround yourself with NASCAR history at Noreen's on Oakwood in Oak Creek, the number one NASCAR bar in the South Suburbs. Noreen's in Oakwood, 823 West Oakwood Road in Oak Creek.
It's time to spruce the engine in your hot rod, custom car, or race car with Aeroquip steel braided lines, hoses, and fittings. Aeroquip lines, hoses, and fittings keep your engine running right. And Bailey Racing Equipment in Butler is the largest distributor in the Midwest of Aeroquip steel braided lines, hoses, and fittings. They're available today by calling 262-783-7474. Aeroquip lines, hoses, and fittings for your hot rod, custom car, or race car. Available at Bailey Racing Equipment in Butler. Call 262-783-7474.
Wisconsin Seal Industries is now heat treating your race chassis. They've been in business since 1939, and they do a complete in-house job from cleaning to powder coating, leaving no chance for rusting in transport.
Stress relief through heat treating is critical for consistency in chassis setup, which leads to long-term success. Wisconsin Steel Industries heat treating process relieves tensions in every weld and radius of your new race car. Call Ted Dolan today at 414-645-2340 for competitive pricing.
Whether you got a new chassis or want to freshen up your old one, stress relief through heat treating at Wisconsin Steel Industries works for you. Take that extra step to go fast and have your race chassis heat treated at Wisconsin Steel Industries.
It leads to consistent chassis setups and long-term success. Call Ted Dolan today at 414-645-2340. Wisconsin Steel Industries, 414-645-2340.
That's heat treating with Wisconsin Steel Industries. Call 414-645-2340.
Welcome back to the Todd and Eddie Show. You know, this always makes me a little suspicious. We had Dave Coleman call us as soon as he got off the airplane, and so we call him back, and, well, Hangover tells me it sounds like we caught him in the men's room. Dave?
I'm done.
Okay, I was going to say, are you holding this phone with one hand?
He gave me exactly the warning I needed. It's all good.
Okay, good. You're just, oh, thank goodness. We'd hate to. We've already talked to Dale Earnhardt Sr. while he was in the men's room, so, you know, that's a, no, don't go there. No, he's all, no. So, we consider you our private correspondent for the banquet in New York City. Since I didn't see anything in the Journal Sentinel, you know, you might as well just report to us what happened.
Sure.
Good time?
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time. I think, you know, Johnson and his guys were just a little more comfortable, a little more relaxed. They knew what to expect. So, it was a party for them. The first time was a scramble. Winning it the first time, you just don't know all those things that are expected of you and how brutal that schedule can be. So, no, they had a great time. I think the people who put together the banquet itself did a nice job, kind of getting it to probably the shortest one that I've been to.
It would have been a little shorter if they could have skipped that David Spade part.
You know, that's about as short as you're going to get right there.
Yeah.
The guy comes up a little higher than my belt buckle. But
perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't. I don't know. I heard he was a last-minute substitute for Howie Mandel, who had to back out for some.
Because his agent told him, this is always a disaster. Don't go. Yeah, perfect. Oh, well.
Come on, Dave. Just admit it. It was awful.
No, it wasn't. It was not awful, Ed. There were people who thought Jay Moore was awful. I didn't think Jay Moore was awful.
No, I like Jay Moore.
I like Jay Moore.
Well, see, okay. So the people who were saying to me now that David Spade was awful were the people who would have been arguing with the people who said Jay Moore was awful.
Yeah, there you go.
So
it's all opinion. I would have, given the two, I'd take Jay Moore.
What kind of celebration did you take part in afterwards?
Yeah, tell us about the good part.
It's very nice. Let me put it this way: there was still a pretty much a mountain of shrimp and crab claws to be devoured long after we left. getting to show my age now. I think three a.m. is about as long as I care to go or dare go at any of these parties. But you got to remember that's a party that starts at 11:30 at night. You know, after the banquet and after they shovel the confetti off the floor and. Get on with it, and Jimmy and his boys were cutting up, having a good time.
After they go off the air, okay, how long does it take them to transition that room to the party part of it?
Maybe an hour.
Oh, okay.
Do you go outside for that, or?
No, everybody who's anybody in the, sponsors, that sort of stuff, has their little, you know, as their little thing going on.
Suite going on.
It's hard to call it a suite, but we did. I spent some time with the Ford folks.
Okay.
And they just do it. You know, obviously the GM party down the way was hopping a little bit.
celebrating yet another manufacturer's championship.
How
Ford
is the
people.
Toyota room?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Ah, it's all.
Could be way over on the far east end of the building.
Ah, far east, gotcha. Beautiful. Oh, that's great.
So now they're back in the main room. So you always hear about the party that Jimmy Johnson has in his room. Now, obviously, that'd be for a select few. But does that start after 3:30 in the morning?
Well, Jimmy and Chad and lot of the, I mean, I don't recognize every over-the-wall guy from the 48 team, certainly, but, you know, certainly Jimmy and Chad and their, Chaddy and Chad's wife were still going strong when we were getting ready to leave, so I have no idea how much later they might have gone there or how much when or what might have started after that.
I'm a little surprised they just didn't have everyone over to the apartment because they live in New York anyway, you know. Come on over. It's probably a nicer place than that Grand Waldorf story. Hey, Dave, I'm curious. What's the going rate for a hotel during the Christmas season in Manhattan?
You know, if you want to stay at the Waldorf, I'm sure it's up over $600 or $700 a night now. I wouldn't know because I don't even bother to inquire.
Uh-huh. How about the Holiday Inn in the parking lot in the back of that rented Kia?
Yeah, that's about it. Well, the Bucks were out there as well.
That's right.
I caught up with our guy briefly, and he was staying closer to my event, and I was staying closer to his event.
Tom Enlin? You must be talking about Enlin.
No, Charles Gardner was there, of course, this weekend.
All right.
Charles said he actually found, I think, was it one or two nights in a decent place in Times Square for around $200 a night, but it was a last-minute hot wire kind of deal. I think I was somewhere around, you know, high threes, low fours.
Well, Dave, like I usually say, if I had your money, I'd throw mine away.
You say that to everyone, Todd.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a smokescreen.
That's right.
For your huge income.
Yeah, that's right. I got a working wife. What can I tell you? Hey, Dave, thanks for calling us. You're back in Milwaukee. Just got off the plane, I guess, huh?
We spent the night in Atlanta last night because of the fine weather here.
How nice. It had to be nicer in Atlanta.
For the 5 or 6 hours we were there, absolutely.
Oh, super.
So, I'm glad I could catch up with you for a little while.
Right.
A little while anyway, guys.
Thanks for being on, man. Appreciate it. Dave Kallman of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And you can read his stuff usually every Friday morning regularly, even during the off season. A lot of times he'll have stuff. We'll be back.
When it comes to fun on race day, Noreen's on Oakwood is the number one NASCAR bar in the South Suburbs.
Located at 823 West Oakwood Road in Oak Creek, NASCAR history comes alive at Noreen's, especially on race day, as fans can watch the races on big screen TVs and take part in contests and giveaways.
Noreen's has hosted race day parties for over 15 years, and it's the original home of the Caution Flag Special, where if your ticket is drawn, you drink free until the next yellow flag. There's also drink specials like 6 for $10 buckets of beer, and while you're there, check out the Alan Kowicki wall.
Decorated with hoods, fenders, autographs, and other memorabilia, Noreen's on Oakwood is the perfect place to watch the races with your friends. So head out to Noreen's on Oakwood, 823 West Oakwood Road in Oak Creek, just east of 13th Street on Oakwood Road.
Surround yourself with NASCAR history at Noreen's on Oakwood in Oak Creek, the number one NASCAR bar in the South Suburbs. Noreen's on Oakwood, 823 West Oakwood Road in Oak Creek.
Miller's Sales and Service is the Midwest's number one Pace American trailer dealer for customer service and satisfaction. Serving the area since 1939, Miller's Sales and Service is located on the corner of Highways 57 and K in Random Lake, only 30 minutes north of Milwaukee. As the Midwest's number one Pace American dealer, Miller's has all kinds of Pace trailers from 8 feet to 48 feet in stock. With over 75 pre-owned low-mileage cars, trucks, and SUVs, Miller's Sales and Service has just the vehicle you're looking for. Miller's also carries a full line of Alumacraft, Manitou, Nautic Star deck and pontoon boats, complete with Evinrude and Johnson outboards. They even have a selection of B&B utility and dump trailers. Why not buy from racers who know what racers want and need? With Miller's Sales and Service on the corner of Highways 57 and K in Random Lake. Call Jerry, Tom, or Brad Miller today at 920-994-4358. Miller's Sales and Service, 920-994-4358.
When you're looking for a great place to go for dinner or to just relax with your racing friends, head out to Wagner's St. Martin's Inn in Franklin. Wagner's is the place where race fans go for lunch, dinner, fish fry, or even carry out. Tell your friends, or better yet, why not get them a Wagner's gift certificate so they can experience Wagner's delicious, award-winning food for themselves. Wagner's also has the latest NASCAR, NHRA, and Sprint Car diecast available. So the next time you're ready to go out to eat, make sure you stop at Wagner's St. Martin's Inn, 11318 St. Martin's Road in Franklin.
Welcome back to the Todd and Eddie Show. Well, see there, we do have a couple minutes to take calls if you'd like to participate in the program.
That's very short.
Yeah, it is. You can call us at 421-7901 here in the Milwaukee area. If you're calling out of the area, like listening somewhere in this world at ltnradionetwork.com, you can do so at 800-227-3586.
Hey, if you're looking for a used car at a good price or need a little service, I got to give Durham Hill Auto Sales a shot. That's Jeff and Brian Holtz.
I know those guys.
Yeah, good boys. They're on Loomis Road, 125th and Loomis Road there. It's just south of 36. I think it's 45 going down to Shills. When you turn left to go to Shills, they're right there on the right-hand side, about 100 yards down there, in that 200-year-old building. It's really a neat castle-looking building.
Oh, yeah, it's very cool. That's on the old 36, I think.
Yeah, right there in the corner.
I remember that, sure.
Stop in and say hi to Jeff and Brian.
Big weekend. I mean, Ed, look at how busy we've been on this program, and we thought race season was over. Still got a couple of weeks to go yet in this program. We're going to go during the off season as we usually do, but we're going to reload a little bit over Christmas and New Year's and come back in January. This year, Ed, my first week off during the off season will be the 13th of January. I'm going to Spain.
Spain?
Yeah.
Ah, where it rains mainly on the plains.
You knew that.
All right.
I haven't seen my grandkids in 2 years. And,
that's where your daughter's at. Yeah. Oh, thank God she's out of that.
She was in Iraq for 6 months. Was all. So I'm happy it wasn't any longer than that. But she's in Spain, and I'm going to be going to see her and my son-in-law and my grandkids for 2 weeks in January. So
that's cool.
Looking forward to that. You betcha. Hey, I think it's really cool that
24 hours in an airplane.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that part of it. I'm flying to Amsterdam and changing planes. I mean, how cool is that?
Give me a tulip.
I'd like to, there you go. If you go to Amsterdam, you might think of tulips. I think of, hookers in the windows myself. Not that I would even look at something like that. Mark in Hartford waiting to talk with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
Howdy.
Just a quick question about Slinger for the Nationals.
Uh-huh.
Is that... seems like some of the guys that come in, like Matt Carr and Kyle Busch this year and stuff. Well, I mean, those guys just flew. Do they have to follow the same rules as far as traction control and everything?
Of course.
They do.
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
You don't think they do?
It didn't appear that way to me, no.
Why, just because you hear them hesitate and come off the corner?
No, if you wonder why these guys are so, I mean, they're just good. They're among the best drivers on earth, and they're racing with guys that race Slinger Speedway.
You don't realize how that is. When you talk to drivers that run the Busch Series, and they finally make it to the Busch Series, and they get maybe, let's say, a half a year under their belt, and then they get a shot at a cup ride. Then they get over there and start running with these guys, and then they all admit, yeah, now I understand why all these guys kick butt in the Busch Series. They're the best pilots on earth.
Oh, yeah. Could very well be.
They are awesome.
One more quick one is these engines that a couple of the guys are starting to run over in the Slinger area.
The Wagner?
I don't know, are they Wagner motors or...
it's a couple different kind.
The
fuel injected motor.
Yeah.
Mike Strup. Yeah. Why aren't the rest of some of the other guys going to that? I understand they're a lot more.
They're a lot cheaper, and they make pretty much comparable power. Maybe the drivability of the camshaft is not quite what an open motor might be, but I think you're going to see more of that. Let's take David Prunty, for example. He runs a Wagner engine, okay? But he has a $40,000 engine that's good for another 2 years before he starts looking at that Wagner concept. Maybe you'll find Lowell Bennett maybe the first one of the big guys to try it.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And it'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. It's the future, really. Thanks to all of our callers, and especially it was really great having Robbie on for... Well, he must have been
awesome.
On for a half an hour today, wouldn't he?
That was cool.
He was really good.
I think
good.
He enjoys it.
Yeah,
too.
I think so, too. And I think he'll be back. We're not in probation with him.
No.
Hey, we're Todd and Eddie, and we can't help it. The Todd and Eddie Show is an exclusive presentation of LTN Radio. If you'd like to sponsor us, you could give Ed Kluka a call. Call him right now at 262-895-7377 for Dan Margetta and, of course, Matt Losey, our engineer. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week, everybody.